Hello, 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 people. Here's the podcast you asked for. I know it's been like a month, probably over a month. I don't know. I'm really bad at this. But I deliver, and actually this time it's in English, which kind of hurts me because low-key, I listen back to the podcast, so I'll have to listen back to me speaking English, which will be a little bit painful because I do have a little bit of an accent. But anywho, you ask, I deliver. So today's podcast is going to be really, really fun because it's going to be about men. I think this is just the best topic to talk about. It's the easiest. It's the most recent. Like literally all my life situations right now have everything to do with men, which is very, very sad. But I got my hot cocoa. I got my vape, and actually, speaking of the vape, I am snapping still the guy, the Prestone guy, the weird-ass Trump guy, right, and I sent him a pic of my setup, my laptop, my mic, and actually the vape was in the picture, you could see it, and he responded, not the vape. Excuse me, who the fuck are you to tell me not the vape, all right? Okay, like, bitch, you literally don't like immigrants. You literally cuss at people, swear, and everything. And you have a problem with my little grape soda north. Like, shut the fuck up, okay? Who are you, my fucking dad? Okay, like, chill. Anywho. You guys know, like, my situation with the guys and how there's rumors about me. And actually, it's really, really funny because guys talk more at the airport than the women. Honestly, like, they gossip way more. I guess they're just bored or something. They have nothing to do with their lives. And speaking of men, that have nothing to do with their lives, I notice that men just care so much about what others do. They really, really do, which is surprising, honestly, because you're thinking, oh, men aren't like, don't care about like a lot of things or aren't interested in a lot of things. They don't really ask questions or anything like that. So in your mind, you're probably like, oh, they just don't care. No, that's bullshit. They do care. They just don't fucking express it to you. Like, they care about if someone is gay or not. Clearly, they don't mind their own business if they care if someone is, you know, homo. Like, the fuck does that have to do with you? Like, shut the fuck up. Have you noticed, like, me speaking in English is a little bit more aggressive? Sorry, guys. I like swearing, you know, I'm just a girly pop, but yeah, they like to be in your business and tell you what to do. And I don't know if this has like something to do with the fact that historically men have like ruled kind of the world, the earth and shit, because maybe, and they have just like a little bit of instincts that be telling them like, oh, you have to order people and shit. I don't know. But did I tell you about the Preston guy? This is more about just me singing about my drama. But anyway, did I tell you that on Sunday, yeah, I had to go through security because I wanted my coffee. I wanted my Starbucks. And you can only get it if you go through security. So I went through and he was there actually. And I went through, he was yelling at people. Oh, he snapped me back. Wait. He was yelling at people. And he's like, guys, if you won't listen to my instructions, you are going to miss your flight. It's not gonna be my fault. And he's like, he likes it. He likes to yell at people. I guess it's like his some kind of form of therapy. Like, pop off, princess. You do you. And the difference, like, between how he talks to me and, like, other people is just It's funny to look at because he's yelling at everybody, and then to me, he's like, "Hi." Sorry. This is just making me laugh. Like, look at them being like cutesy and shit. And I went through and he's like, "Hi," and then he pulls up his hand, and I'm like, "What the fuck do you want me to do?" So I just kind of put my hand there. He's like, "What the fuck was that?" I'm like, "What do you want me to do? Like, dab you up?" And he's like, "Sure." So I dab him up, and it was kind of awkward. So he's like, "You know what? We'll work on that." I'm like, "Yeah." So I go and grab my stuff, and he's like, "So why'd you come here? Did you miss me?" In front of everybody. I'm like, "Bitch, shut the fuck up. You're embarrassing me." And I'm like, right. "No, actually, I came here to get my coffee, my caffeine, you know?" And he's like, "Okay, valid." And then he asked me how long. I say, but like a question. I'm like, "Until 11:30, you know, blah, blah, blah." He's like, "Okay, enjoy your coffee. Actually, should we check what he snapped me back? Let's check." Nah, dog, I saw a breeze bar. Bro, guys, it's not breeze, it's north, you dumbass bitch. Why is he so fucking bothered about what I do? Like, leave me alone, oh damn. Dog, that's crazy. I asked him, like, I snapped him back. "No, that's actually my hot chocolate. Because I put the vape away." And I said, "How's your day going so far?" And he didn't even respond. Nah, dog, I saw a breeze bar. That's crazy. See, that's what I'm talking about. Men are so fucking bothered. Like, just wait. Just fucking wait until they see me with him talking. Or, like, he was offering me on Sunday if I want something from Dunkin'. Imagine he got me like a coffee and he brought it to me in front of everybody. Oh my god, the drama that would have been sent would be insane, honestly. Also, going back to the really weird fucking creepy guy, the ones that tried to hit on me but is like awkward. Not that tried to hit on me. Like, he's been telling people about how he likes me. So on Sunday, he was working, and it was getting kind of busy, you know, all that kind of shit, because it's before Christmas. And he was doing, like, a little bit of backdropping, so basically what I do, which he never does. And I have a customer, and I'm taking this lady, and she had, like, a bag without wheels. And when we have that... Oh, sorry, I'm burping. When we have a bag without wheels, we have to put it in a tub, like a plastic tub, because it can't just go on a belt by itself. So he comes up to me and he's like, "Is this odd size?" And I'm like, "No, it's just a normal bag." And he's like, And then he's like, "Ma'am, is this your bag?" Because she was still there. She had two bags. And she's like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Do you have any tools in there?" Like, be fucking for real. Would this grandma have tools in this little ass bag that's light as shit? No, you dumbass. He only came up to me because he wanted some kind of like chance to talk to me, which is so stupid. I can't. I felt the awkwardness. And she's like, "No." And then he's like, "Okay." And I drop one of the bags and I'm like, "Just put it in a tub." He's like, yeah, I know. And he has like a little bit of an accent. I guess he wasn't born here. He was born somewhere in Africa. I don't know where he's from. But he's not black, which is, I don't know. I'm not even gonna fucking think about it. I don't give a fuck. And I just walk away. Because I'm embarrassed. I'm like, "Why? Why would you do that? Why ruin my day like this?" And I told two of the girls that work with me about it because they're like young and I like telling people about my business. Just kidding, I don't gossip, just with you guys. And they started laughing. They're like, "Oh my god, this Dude, I felt the tension. This was so fucking awkward. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Don't even tell me, like, what. So the conclusion of this whole conversation with you guys right now, this podcast and me yelling, is that men just don't think. They just don't use their brains. And also, I am like 90% convinced that friendships with guys, let me send him a picture of me. Nah, you tripping. I'm just a chill girl recording my podcast. Okay, I won't let him listen to it because he'll be like, oh, okay, so now you're telling people about me. And he'll actually probably like get off of it. He'll be like, oh, she's talking about me. She's like saying stuff about me. Ugh, and his snaps are so ugly. He looks so bad in them. Like, in real life, he just looks bad, but in the snaps, he just looks like extra, extra bad, and it's not fun. But what I was talking about, I'm pretty sure, like, girls and guys just can't be friends unless they don't, like, find you attractive. But men are not nice to girls that they don't find attractive. So it just doesn't work. And back to the rumor, my accent is going a little crazy today. Back to the rumor about Armando liking me. Guys, I am a little afraid it might be true. A little bit. And I'm also... Look at him snapping me back in a minute. Oh my god, I'm awful. I'm literally so disgustingly awful. I'm giving this little boy like false hopes. Anywho, back to Armando. Like on Sunday, he came up to me out of nowhere. And then he's like, oh, they put me in Terminal 2. I don't like being there. I'm like, okay. And he had a little sticker on his arm. So I'm like, I'm trying to get it off. I'm like, you have a sticker. And he's like, oh, thanks. And it was kind of intimate, guys. I don't know what happened there. I was like, ooh. And then at the end of my shift, Brian came up to me. And we just talked a little. And honestly, the eye contact between us is going a little crazy, and maybe I can see like why people would think that I like him, or maybe that he likes me. But if they both do, okay, if they both like me, then that means I'm a little whore who's going for two best friends and who's trying to like homie hop basically, and that's not good. That's bad. That's like really bad. It's making me look like a bop, which I'm not. Okay, let's open his snap. Ugh, I love it. This is so fun. Okay, what did you say? I would like to be a guest on said podcast. He would like to be a guest. Guys! Should I invite? No, because then I would have to invite him to my home. Oh my god, guys, he has an American flag on his fucking wall. Oh my god, why does this not even make me surprised? That's so funny. That's so funny because it's so real. But honestly, I'll say bet. Bet that sounds fun. I'll schedule you in. Perfect. my dad came home. So actually, I guess this is it. It was not very like obvious, direct, or like a specific topic. It was just me talking shit about men for 15 minutes straight, and I could do this for another hour, 2, 3, 4. This could go on and on and on. So I'm only doing this because I'm a little bored and you've been asking me for quite some time, and I'm not surprised because it's been quite some time. So yeah, this was fun. I'll maybe record another one tomorrow, but like with actual interesting topics and subjects and shit, not just random, because I don't think that's that interesting. Okay, well, so yeah, thanks, bye.